There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, the 17th of August, hello, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Hoyne and Roberta Fasanelli, plus Rich McFadden at the studio in Washington at the controls, zooming along. Hopefully he's taking his Neo 40. We all need a Neo 40. We need something to bring us around. Woof. I just had some grapes. You know the grapes?
How come you're woofing so much lately? You've been woofing a lot.
I don't know. I've been eating a lot of fruit. Woof. I wanted to congratulate once again John Harper, who runs our station WMEL now at AM 1060. He moved up the dial, or down the dial actually, to a much better location, 50,000 watts, so we can be heard all the way up and down the coast. It used to be just the Space Coast. Now it's pretty much all of Central and Northern Florida. This is a guy. And I'm more in admiration of what he's done, because there are fewer and fewer of these independent owners around. And one of the reasons he and I get along so well business-wise is because I'm running an independent program, independent little production company that puts together four radio programs every week. And it's an entrepreneurial adventure. His is, too. And he's been able to, at a time when people want to put little guys like him and me out of business, we've been able to survive. And this is such a feather in his cap. Very neat. So those of you who listen to MEL should be proud of him and proud of the service that he's giving and presenting to you. It's a very good thing. The top 10 radio topics, part of the poll at DougSteffen.com every weekend. We ask you to tell us which one is most important to you. And looking at the, this is how it works. Number one was illegal immigration. Number two, the Ferguson protest, closely followed by the presidential race. So here's, and by the way, number two was the Fox-Trump feud, which only showed up as 2% of you liking or thinking it was important. But all of them together, what do you have? Interesting to notice that Donald Trump says that he would push to end birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants living in the United States. That's complete fodder and food for people who don't like the immigration situation as it is. So that blends with Donald Trump as presidential candidate, as Donald Trump and Fox have their continuing, well, it was nice for about a week. And then, I don't know if you knew what actually happened here. Roger Ailes, who runs Fox News, called Donald Trump with a promise of fair coverage. There was a ceasefire, but that didn't last very long. Fox fired back at Trump on Friday for suggesting Megyn Kelly was taking a vacation in response to the Trump thing. Well, of course that's why she's taking a vacation. But they didn't like being called on it. And so they...
I don't understand why a news organization has to call and promise someone fair coverage.
Well, but here's the thing.
Yeah. I think they're reacting to his assertions.
His assertion was that the problem she was having during the debate was that she had a female problem.
But that's not what happened. I mean, we played
the
full audio.
No, but the fact that he said that is just...
No, but he said the same thing in two seconds later about Chris Wallace. He said that blood was coming out of his eyes, too.
Right.
You know...
He said twisted it around, that he didn't assert it was a female thing, that he just said blood was coming out of it and meant that her eyes.
So there's a conspiracy theory that Trump came up with. Quote, the conspiracy theory about Megyn Kelly's vacation rank up there with UFOs, the moon landing, and Elvis being alive.
You know what? Okay, so here's the thing.
Megyn is on a pre-planned annual summer vacation with her family, which is much deserved, so they said at Fox. Perhaps Mr. Trump thinks it's advantageous to his poll numbers to keep talking about Megyn, but that doesn't change the fact that Roger Ailes has fully supported her and her tough journalistic questioning since day one and is thrilled with the added exposure from the debate. Well, they ought to be.
Can I take a minute to talk about me?
Yeah, please. Of yourself.
Do we have music for this?
Let's make it about you.
You want violins, or what?
Funny because, you know, as we talk about Trump, which, hello, we've been doing for like a month now, right?
Everybody else, this is not a political program, I say that, but people want to talk about this stuff.
Everybody's talking about Trump.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking to myself, and I know we're not political, obviously you can probably tell if you listen to this show with any regularity, I am conservative. I have not made up my mind as to who I'm voting for president, as I shouldn't, because
Why, I'm still, exactly.
Right, I have over almost a year, I mean, we don't vote till June. In the primaries in California, so I have about almost, you know, almost a year to decide. But I get really upset when people don't like Donald Trump for some reason. So I'm wondering why I'm getting defensive and defending him all the time when I haven't even decided if I'm going to vote for him.
Right.
And so it just dawned on me right now, like literally in this moment, it dawned on me that the reason I get defensive when even, you know, when Rich, who we usually agree on politics, he's like off of the Trump wagon. I think it's because there's so many people saying things like he doesn't deserve to run, we don't want him to. And you know what? I think I defend him because I feel like anybody who wants to run should be able to run, and then we get to decide if we want to vote for them.
Yeah,
or
who
not.
The hell are you to tell us who we ought to be?
And
you're smarter than we are. Well, he's not a politician. Screw the politician.
There's a lot of messaging going on.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't deserve to run. Why is he running? He shouldn't run. Well, you know what? Shut up. Anybody who wants to run should get to run. It's like only the nice little polished up politicians get to run. I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
I want everybody who wants to run.
And that's why
I'm tired of running around calling everybody a moron and stupid and an idiot.
Well, that's why Carly Fiorina is surfacing as
exactly.
fast as she is.
And that's why I like her.
She got the same message, but she's not playing it like Trump is playing it.
But she actually follows up the this is
with ideas.
This is bad with ideas.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Ann Coulter tweeted out Donald Trump's immigration reform policy, which if you go to DonaldJTrump.com and you click on his positions link, there's only one.
Mm-hmm.
It's on immigration.
Right.
He's working on the rest. Don't make me defend him again.
He is. But that's my thing with Trump, is that he doesn't have any substance. He's just...
I don't think he needs to, because he is a CEO, and I don't think he does...
Yeah, but at a certain point, I want to know how he's going to manage this situation or that situation. I can't pull the trigger for somebody who just says, this guy's a moron, and I'll fix it because I'm a billionaire.
So that's we got a ways to go.
Right.
All right, I want to get an idea
here.
You
want to hear the three main points of his
immigration? Oh, yes, please, yeah.
He's
I thought there was only one.
The sub-points. No, here are the... here's what he says...
Everybody out.
Wall.
Right.
Get rid of
one
now.
Word. Wall.
Here's what he said are the three core principles to real immigration reform.
Okay.
Number one, a nation without borders is not a nation. There must be a wall across the southern border, which he says he will get Mexico and other Central American countries to pay for. Number two, a nation without laws is not a nation. Laws passed in accordance with our constitutional system of government must be enforced.
100%.
Yep. Number three, a nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. Any immigration plan must improve jobs, wages, security for all Americans.
Thank you.
Says Mexico will pay for the wall. Here's your bullet points. Defend the laws of the Constitution in the United States. Triple the number of ICE officers. Nationwide e-verify. Mandatory return of all criminal aliens, detention, not catch and release, defund sanctuary cities, enhanced penalties for overstaying your visa, cooperate with local gang task enforcement, end birthright citizenship, which you said, Doug, put American workers first, increase prevailing wage for H-1Bs, and blah, blah, blah. End welfare abuse, jobs program. No, this is I like it. This is what I was looking for from him.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay.
You know, he's taking a break, though. He's going to be, we won't have Donald Trump news because he's going on jury duty. Could you imagine sitting in the jury box with Donald Trump?
He'll be exempt. He'll be exempt. There's no way they'll,
Would you love to have Trump on your jury?
It would be a media circus.
Of course it would.
Love
but you
it.
Know what? It would teach it's a good civics lesson, though. Everybody needs to be on a jury.
Juror number seven, do you have any biases?
No.
Nope.
All right, 16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You want to get your the shorts in a knot. The president says he can do the Iran nuclear deal without Congress. Let's find out how that's going to work in a moment here on Good Day. a good day.
Good day.
Right.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-600-1219. Stop living with pain. Call 800-600-1219 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa,
shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the president apparently has figured out in some way, shape, or form that he doesn't have to have a congressional okay to give Iran billions of dollars in relief. That is the taking down of the economic sanctions, the agreement that has been worked out. The only thing is that the Iranians have to honor their commitment. If they don't, then all is reversed. Who's going to decide? Who's going to decide whether they're honoring their commitments? How does that? Who's working on that? Mm-hmm. Where is there? Is there is some international agency? Are the Americans going to put people over there to be watching? And what is this about everything now being done by edict instead of through? I mean, we understand that Congress has made a mess of things by not doing anything, but does that mean you just okay? Well, they don't do it. I'll do it on my own. How does that work?
Well, and then it can go back to Congress, and they can try to override it. But I think they're like 6 votes short of an override.
Override what? There's nothing that's been passed. If
Congress doesn't approve it, then he can still do it anyway, and then Congress can actually make him not do it. Make sense?
This is very worrisome and tiresome, it would seem to me. All of this government by fiat. What do we need? Let's just declare a dictatorship and be done with it. 21 after the hour.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into.
One hit, one
in
time.
Nowhere. And I
was so rich.
My life. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
I give you not this week, no.
Okay, this is Dudley's, obviously, going to be. This is an English synth-pop duo. We go back to 1982 for our one-hit wonder here. If you know this song, give us a call at 888-302-3684. And since I'm talking and answering the phones at the same time, hold your horses, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, no. I'll help out here because this song is such a monster hit that it spans generations. Because I was not dancing in nightclubs in 1982. I was a little teeny tiny kid. But I've danced to this song in nightclubs because that's just how popular it is. They've done remixes, DJs get a hold of it, and
weddings.
Added into mixes. Of course, yeah.
All the time, yes.
I don't even know if I can think of other songs that were as big. I mean, really.
And it was on the chart for 43 weeks.
At the time, that was like record-breaking, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do you have the one-hit wonder stats? You want to give us the clues, Kenny?
Sure. The duo consisted of Mark Allman, who is singing, and David Bell, who's making all the other noises. They met in 1978 while attending Leeds Polytechnic, and they covered this 1965 track, Tainted Love. Was number one in 17 countries.
Wow.
888-302-DOUG, if you know the name of this group, by the way, that sang this song.
So this was a cover, you're saying, Kenny? Of a song that had been out previously?
Yeah, it was a Supremes hit in 1965.
Ah.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I've actually never heard of the band. I'm cheating right now. I'm looking at the answer. Never heard of the band.
I didn't either. When I saw it last night in the prep, I'm going like, who are these people?
888 302-3684. So why are we playing the song?
We
played the whole song.
Well, play it again. It's only 26 past the hour. I thought this was a longer song than this. Number one during this week in 1982.
We did that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you do everything that was here?
We did everything.
We took care of it all.
Well,
you can just go back to sleep now. Yeah.
No, I was doing something that needed my attention, but thank you. Gary, I don't know where you Richie, can we tell people where they're from?
Doug, when I have to talk on the air and answer the phone at the same time, I just get the basics.
You better
help. You're
going
to have to go without a city.
All right, Gary, hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Great.
That's good. What's the name of this group?
Thompson Twins.
The Thompson Twins.
That's a good guess.
Not a bad guess.
Good guess.
They sound like it.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Gary?
Billings, Montana.
I was hoping you were in Gary, Indiana.
Gary from Gary?
Yeah.
What if he's Bill from Billings?
Here's Carl. Carl, where are you? In Carlton, Wyoming, right?
Oh, boy.
Where's Carl?
Oh, here you go.
Carl's not there.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Hello.
All right. All right, Carl. Happy to have you here as long as you're awake. What's the name of this group?
That's Soft Cell.
Soft Cell,
good
yes.
Good job.
Like the ice cream.
Yes.
So what do you remember about this song? What was going on in this period of your life in 1982? What was your life like?
Oh, my gosh. I had just started working for the phone company in the early 80s. It was a monster hit. They were a British electro-rock duo. With Mark Almond as the lead vocal. And it was a real big hit on the Sire label.
Did you ever work in radio?
I worked one day as a disc jockey at my college years and years ago.
Really?
Then I went
radio.
Off to the to have a career at the telephone company.
Really? And you're not an operator at the telephone company.
Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Tet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people with depression often report feelings of sadness, irritability, or anxiousness. Although pets can't relay these feelings with words, they can with their behavior and their body language. It's widely accepted in the veterinary community that pets can suffer from depression, especially after experiencing a major loss or a change like a death in the family or a move. These are some of the signs you should look for to know if your dog or cat is depressed. If you notice there's a decrease in appetite, if they're not eating the amount of food they used to be eating, or with the gusto they used to be eating, that could be a sign of depression. If the activity level's decreased as well, when dogs and cats get depressed, very often their activity level will decrease, so watch for that. And decreased interactions with people. A normally friendly dog or excited dog when people came over is no longer excited. If you notice any of these symptoms, speak to your veterinarian. There are medications now on the market that can help your dog, as well as a lot of hugging and kissing will get them through that depression. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steph, and get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 33.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aww.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Today is Monday, 17th of August. Excuse me, hello.
Hello.
It's one of those Mondays. It is. It's hot. And people are on edge.
Summer people are going back to school.
It was in California yesterday.
Hot all over the country.
Holy cow.
Very warm in Iowa yesterday. By the way, Doug has Jennifer and Roberta with the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. It appears that it'll be Richie and me at the end of the week because everybody else is going away. Because you think it was summertime and people wanted to take some time off. What's the big idea?
Megan Kelly invited us.
Oh, I thought I'd call her and see if she'd come on and play to you guys. The Iowa State Fair in full swing this weekend.
I can do that.
It was a life-size butter cow that got upstaged by a helicopter operated by Donald Trump. It appears Mr. Trump was taking people for rides in his helicopter.
Kids.
Around the fair. Were they only children? Just children?
Yeah, I think it was just kids.
How did he invite them to come get on? Come on over here.
They got
helicopter
to wait in line. He took the kids up.
Really?
And, yeah, isn't that cool?
Yep.
So their parents get to watch him on stage, and he's sending the kids up in the helicopter.
A lot of the 2016 candidates were there for the deep-fried butter. And to get in front
Has
of
anybody
me.
Had deep fried butter, by the way?
Oh, my voters. No, it's
I sort of am curious. I had deep fried Kool-Aid, which was so disappointing.
Deep fried Kool-Aid.
How do you even do that? How
does it not get? That's why I had to have a bite of it, because I'm
like,
okay, it's going to be
first. Or?
Well, I thought, is it going to be liquid inside? What's it? It's just, it was like a donut. It was a red cherry flavored donut. Not good. But
Trump talked about immigration this weekend. He says if he's elected, he'll deport all undocumented immigrants, have Mexico pay for a wall on the U.S. border. Meanwhile, Hillary ate pork on a stick, fielded questions about her inbox, and then she got on a plane and went to Nantucket or Martha's. I'm not sure where. All of them. Obama and his family are on one of the islands. Clinton and his wife are on one of the islands, but I don't think they're together.
Oh, they were playing golf together.
Oh,
yeah.
They were playing golf together? Oh,
they were. Yeah, a bunch of pictures on over the weekend.
Really? Do you post them at facebook.com/good day?
No, I thought there'd be a lot of nasty comments about
that. Yeah, probably not much worth it. Have you got good comments about anything on facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day?
I've got a bunch of Trump comments.
Really? Are they good?
Would you be the judge of that? Patrick says, whoever came up with the idea of flying children around the Iowa fairgrounds in a Trump helicopter was brilliant.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What else?
Ray says, if people say Trump isn't presidential, if Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton are presidential, who wants presidential?
Keep going.
Ronnie says Trump is smart, honest, and he's not backing down.
Mm-hmm. Smart and honest and not backing down. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Roberta sounds like she might be interested in Donald Trump.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Well, one more. Marcia says, when you hear Trump's solutions, they sound good on the surface, but he's going to need a new Congress to make any of it happen.
Well, so would
any president.
It appears that we don't need Congress anymore because our current president is going to put yet another agreement into effect without congressional approval. That's the Iran nuclear thing. Apparently he can do that. I don't know how this is all being done, frankly. I don't know why it's not being challenged in the Supreme Court, unless it's legal. Was it Bill Clinton who was the first one who started doing a lot of this? And then George Bush did a good deal of it, but nobody's done it on the scale this guy's done it.
That's not true.
Not true?
Every president in the last 100 years has done more executive actions than Obama.
Then why are we knowing so much more about it than the others?
Because we have 24/7 news media, social media now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also he's very cavalier with it, and he brags about it, I think, more. Well, or maybe we pay attention.
He can do it, and it's not illegal, then why shouldn't he brag about it?
Well, George W. was the decider.
Uh-huh.
So,
all right, Montana. Those of you listening in Montana, we have 3 or 4 stations in Montana declaring a state of emergency, a dozen wildfires flaring over the weekend, a drought there, high winds, fires also today in Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, and the wine region north of San Francisco, Jennifer, appears to be in danger as well. Is this what happens when they have that wine that smells smoky?
Well, I think I've
talked about that on Friday, I think.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is that the grapes take what's in the soil, take what's in the air, and that affects the flavor profile of what you get in the bottle. So one of the big concerns is that the wine can be ruined or it can at least be different tasting. I mean, a few years ago, there was a whole vintage of wines that had smoke in the nose, and sometimes it became a collector's item, depending on how well the winemaker did it. And on other cases, it was just throwaway wine. So. Mm.
We were talking about Donald Trump being on the jury, or in the jury box,
and
jury duty.
Jury duty. Mm-hmm.
He's reporting
today. Mm-hmm.
It's today, right?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
All right, here's some new research from Louisiana. This is Roberta's second home.
No.
Found that prosecutors tend to use peremptory challenges 3 times more often than not with black potential jurors. In other words, they're likely to try to get black jurors out of the box 3 times more often than they are getting white jurors, potential jurors, out of the box.
And how do they do that? How do they do that?
I don't know how that is. It's been over the last 10, 12 years. Whatever it is, I would like to know, frankly, and if it's used elsewhere to keep, there are all kinds of tricks.
I'm so sick of this. I don't believe that that's true. Show me. Why would they want to get black people out of the box?
You're asking questions that don't have an answer.
You're delivering the story, so I'm curious as to what it is.
I don't have the answer. You want me to make one up? I'll be happy to make an answer up.
I think all these stories are plans for more divided stuff in the country. I don't believe that they actually throw people out of the box, because why would they?
Oh, I would, because that's the way they think in Louisiana and in Mississippi
and
Alabama.
Okay, so let me ask you a really racist question.
You're naive.
Let's all
if you
be
don't
honest
think that that's
here.
The way they think.
Who do you think is in court in Louisiana?
A lot of blacks.
Okay, so why would they kick the black people out?
Because they want to convict them, and white people are more likely to convict blacks than are blacks.
What about the defense attorney?
Yeah, why wouldn't... I mean, I don't think that's true.
Why would the defense attorney want that, then?
They wouldn't, but the prosecutors can do it.
Yeah, the prosecutor is the one.
It doesn't require both of them. All they have to do is have one objection, and they're out, no matter what side it's.
Yeah, but you only get so many objections.
You can't
sit there and object all day long.
Oh, sure you can. Depending on what the court is. It's a federal court. The rules are different in local court than they are in state court and federal court.
You get a limited number of objections.
I don't think that's true in some courts.
I think the stories are so... I mean, all these stories...
I don't disagree with you on that one.
Divide.
Yep, I don't disagree.
I don't know.
I don't disagree.
And you never hear these stories that they're kicking out Koreans or Middle East. It's always African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just out of curiosity, I looked up executive orders, executive orders.
Yes.
Let's see here. President Obama, 205.
Uh-huh.
George W. Bush, 291.
Yep.
Oh.
William J. Clinton, 364.
Uh-huh.
Reagan, 381. Jimmy Carter, 320. Gerald R. Ford. But are you ready for this? Franklin D. Roosevelt, 3,522.
Holy
executive orders.
Cal
Smiling
cow.
Woodrow Wilson, 1,803. Theodore Roosevelt, 1,081.
Wow.
Thank the news media for letting us know.
George Washington, 8.
All right, Richie, before we get...
I haven't quite figured it out yet.
I want to spend a minute here on this...
last one, the only one to do none, Doug?
Yeah.
William Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
He's busy having never to do
illegitimate children.
Well,
James Harrison.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
You were talking about these trophies. His children got trophies, but they didn't signify anything, so he took the trophies away.
James Harrison, who plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, posted a picture of two trophies that his sons had received called Next Level Athletics. 2015 Best of the Batch Next Level Athletics Student Athlete Award. And he posted with this, what came with it. I came home to find out my boys had won two trophies for nothing. Participation trophies. While I'm very proud of my boys for everything they do and will encourage them till the day I die, these trophies will be given back until they earn a real trophy.
So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you what you think about these participation trophies. A, they're a good way to inspire children. B, there's too much competition in school, so if you try, you ought to get something. C, in the long run, I don't think children really care. D, they send a bad message teaching children they don't have to do their best. And E, these awards keep children from learning how to win and how to lose. I'm on E with that one. How about the rest of the room?
Absolutely.
Roberta's on E. What about
you,
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Kenny?
I don't think the kids really care. I think it's more for the parents.
For the parents, that may be. Richie, what about you?
I think that they should not get an award unless they earn it.
Yep, got to do something.
This guy, Harrison, he was a walk-on, undrafted, played a season with NFL Europe. It was cut by the Baltimore Ravens. So this guy knows what it's like to try and fail and then work hard and get something out of it.
Yep, there's something to be said for that lesson. 44 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Monday television report coming up here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, Director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, time for Jen Jen to update us on television news, new series that are being prepared, new programs, new stars. What's the scoop, Jen Jen?
And watch how often I say the word reboot.
Reboot.
Because I'm telling you, that's all that is happening in Hollywood.
There's no new ideas anymore.
No new ideas. NBC is developing a program called Red, which is an hour-long series based on the movie franchise, which, by the way, I love a lot.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
The TV adaptation hails from the same people behind the film. They wrote the 2010 and 2013 movies, so that'll be kind of a fun one. The original movie, if you remember, had Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker, Helen Mirren. It was a great, great deal. It was a great film.
You know, right here, the love interest that Helen Mirren had was a well-known character actor. You don't know his name. His name is Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, right.
You don't know who he is until you see him.
Right, and then he's been in every movie ever made.
Everywhere, yeah, he's everywhere.
So kind of fun coming to NBC. Britney Spears has a new TV gig. She's going to guest star on an upcoming episode of Jane the Virgin. She announced this last week on Twitter. She'll be in the fifth episode of the second season as the nemesis of Jane's dad. She'll be a telenovela star, which will be, or I guess he's a telenovela star. She's his nemesis, which will be exciting. Premiere of that series starts October 12th. There is a Notebook series in the works at the CW. Yes, The Notebook. You remember that cry fest of a movie? Nicholas Sparks wrote the book. Then there was the Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling movie from 2004. Well, now there will
about?
Be
death.
I think two people fall in love during World War II, and I think one of them dies but keeps the notebook. You know. Right? Is that right? Or was it Alzheimer's?
No, it was Alzheimer's. James
Somebody
Garner was the older version.
Okay. Got it.
All I know is it was too sad and I couldn't watch it.
Okay.
Twin Peaks also coming back to TV. People are excited about this when it was such a cult favorite back in the 90s. Showtime has announced that everyone you want to see in the Twin Peaks reboot will return. So that's good news. Lots of the original cast on board for that. And then Homeland getting ready to do their season 5 premiere, which is October 4th, by the way, if you want to set your calendars now. They're going to deal with ISIS, Charlie Hebdo, and Edward Snowden. So it's going to be real-life stories on Homeland. And then Fox is closing in on a live-action X-Men TV series. Do you see the theme here? All these movies coming to TV and
Guardians of the Galaxy television series.
Which will be a lot of fun. And then also at Fox, and this is a big one, Prison Break is officially returning to Fox for a 10-episode event series. Fox is doing a great job. They started with 24.
Where's 24? I want 24 back again.
We want it back,
Where
and maybe
they?
It will be back. But you've got X-Files coming back at Christmas time. Now Prison Break will officially return as well. So these are their big hits that they bring back, and, you know, it brings interest for people. Some news surrounding Community. Community was canceled on NBC, and Yahoo picked it up. Now Yahoo looks like they're going to cancel the series from the online sphere, which... It's kind of sad.
Just it off. Bye bye.
It's been 3 cancellations so far, which is a big deal.
Yeah, at some point, those things. How do you come up with new ideas for scripts for shows like that? I would think that'd be very difficult to do.
Well, especially when they're all in community college.
Yeah, right.
And there's kind of only so much that you can do.
Yeah, right. So there's that. Annabeth Gish. Mm-hmm. At the X-Files, is that important?
Yeah, I think it is. Is that Kevin Spacey's wife? Or do I get her confused with somebody else?
Kevin Spacey.
Not Kevin Spacey. Kevin Kline.
No. Kevin Klein is married to the girl from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's not Annabeth Gish?
No.
No, that's Phoebe Cates.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Phoebe Cates. I always get them confused. Okay, Phoebe Cates. Never mind. I don't know why it's important, Dougie. Back to you.
Well, she was on the original series, so it'll be interesting.
Phoebe Cates.
Whenever
Annabeth
we need an
Gish.
Answer, go to Ken.
Phoebe
go to
Cates.
Ken for answers. 51
Annabeth
after on
Gish.
Your day.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He and I do a program. He does it, and I'm just sort of there holding a little bit of the glue on weekends, 7 to 9 East Coast time. Dr. Ken and I answer your questions about your health and well-being. If you want to join us and have a question, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. All right, let's talk for a second. This is the last week of the Heart Health Challenge. You've been integrally involved in this with me and the other members of our staff here at Good Day. Just as an aside, thinking about Jimmy Carter, this is the kind of place where you don't want blood. When you have a pancreatic cancer or any kind of a cancer, this is the time you don't want blood moving because it feeds the cancer, right? I mean, this is where you stay away from things that increase blood flow in this circumstance.
Oddly, yes.
Yeah. This is the only time you wouldn't want to have this. But for anything else, this Heart Health Challenge has done us a world of good, getting you, Dr. Kronhaus, to focus on why it is maintaining healthy blood pressure is so good for you, energy-wise and otherwise. So how would you sum up the approach of trying to get people to the Heart Health Challenge has been about selling Neo 40 to people, getting people to try this product, this Neo 40, which is a daily routine. You actually take it in the morning and the afternoon, I think you told me, so that you get maximum nitric oxide into your system and use super beets to support it. But this is all about the cardiovascular system, which is your area of expertise. So how well does this do? How well did the Neo4, when you first took it, found out about it, what did you think about it, and how has that followed through?
Absolutely outstanding. This is about cardiovascular health, but this is about health head to toe. There's not a single cell in the body, Doug, that doesn't need a continuous replenishment of nitric oxide supply in the body. And most of the nitric oxide when we're born, when we're young, is made by an enzyme in the lining of the circulation. And that activity of this enzyme decreases by about 10% every decade. So that by the time we get to age 40, 50% less able to make nitric oxide in the lining of the circulation. So you need to be eating dietary nitrites to be able to make nitric acid. These dietary nitrates, the most effective form is in beets, and that's the whole idea behind this Neo40, which gives you a continuous reservoir fulfillment of dietary nitrates so you can make nitric oxide, and that's why this is so important. If you increase your nitric oxide, your immune system will work better so that these cancer cells can be killed, as we're talking about in President Carter. But once it gets as far along as it is now, then we're concerned about circulation.
Right. So Neo40, for those of you who are interested and haven't quite captured what it's about, it's a natural fast melt tablet. You put it in your mouth, saliva makes it more nitric-y, if you will, nitric oxide-y, if that's the correct way of putting it. You know what came to me this morning earlier? Nitroglycerin. When you think about it, you've given nitroglycerin, I'll bet, to heart angina patients and that sort of thing, because it opens up the nitric, the idea, the concept of nitric and nitroglycerin or nitric oxide is the same thing, isn't it?
That is correct. And it gives you, nitroglycerin on the tongue gives you a huge increased level of the nitrates, and that's what the Super Beast does, whereas the Neo40 gives you a nice constant level. And I recommend everybody, especially as you get to age 40, to test yourself. And you don't need to take blood. That's the nice thing about it. You just get one of these test strips with some saliva. Yep. Just put it on your tongue and you can see the color. Everybody should be testing for it. This is Nobel Prize winning research. Every cell in our body needs nitric oxide.
All right, so here's how you address that. When you call 800-655-4183, order two boxes of Neo40, you'll receive the saliva testing strips that Ken is talking about. You'll also receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats, which is what got this all started in our minds, and a free book on nitric oxide. All of these things together, Neo40 is where you start. Super Beats carries you through the day. The yummy black cherry flavor. All of this is part of a way for you to answer the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you will. But the number, talk to a human being about it, gives you more personal information. You may have questions. You can't talk to Dr. Ken in this circumstance, but you can talk to them, and they'll give you the same information Ken would. So call 800-655-4183 to take the Good Day Heart Health Challenge.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.